Hello and welcome. I'm Pastor Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 67, I've titled, Our God of Second Chances. So often we fail to obey the Lord when He first calls us, but in His grace, He does not give up on us. Our recent study showed us that David got a second chance after his sin with Bathsheba. Peter got a second chance after he denied Christ. In fact, let's recall the conversation between Peter and Jesus in Mark chapter 14, verses 29 through 31. Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Well, as we all know, Peter did deny Jesus three times that night, as Christ had told him. And afterward, he went outside and wept bitterly. Sometimes an event will show us the painful truth about ourselves, as it did Peter. But the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead, he stood on the shore of Galilee and said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught, and to come to have breakfast." After breakfast, we read in John 21, verses 15 through 17, of the second chance conversation between Jesus and Peter. Verse 15, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said, 'you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep.'" While Peter denied Jesus three times, here we see Jesus reinstating Peter three times. Jonah got a second chance to preach to Nineveh after he first fled from God's calling. Let's have a look. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to this great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Now, if we're honest, many of us can clearly remember doing the same thing. That is, sometimes running away upon hearing the word of God. So after a series of dramatic events fueled by Jonah's disobedience, Jonah prays from the belly of the fish, and the Lord gives Jonah a second chance. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you." Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Jonah was not the only one to get a second chance. The people of Nineveh, as well as the king, also got a second chance from the Lord after they responded to the preaching God instructed Jonah to deliver. Let's pick it up in Jonah chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. Verse 6, "When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued to Nineveh: by the decree of the king and his nobles, Do not let people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone urgently call on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. God's prophecies often have implicit conditions built into them. He is willing to relent from destruction when people respond in faith. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 10 reads, "If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it." When Jonah preached, the people of Nineveh believed God, and they repented. This was not a mere belief in God's existence, which means nothing before his judgment seat, as James chapter 2, verse 19 tells us. "You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." Rather than mere belief, the Ninevites affirmed the truth of God's word and acted accordingly. That is what believing God looks like. We hear his word, we understand his word, and we act accordingly. We could list many more who have received second chances to serve the Lord, including ourselves, when those chances have not been deserved. Every second chance we get, of course, is not what we deserve. God never owes us a second chance, and we have no right to presume upon the Lord's grace. Nevertheless, God does, on many occasions, give us further opportunities to follow him when we fail. Our sins can never be greater than the grace of God. Our failure can never be greater than the love of God. Our failure in the past does not determine what we will become in the future. Our God is a God of second chances. Failure is not final. Bad choices can be redeemed, and the future is open. True life change happens when we invite God to move in and lead our lives. True change happens when we seek truth and live by it. And true change becomes evident when our actions begin to reflect the change that God has made in our heart. God's work is powerful and real. Don't short-circuit what he is doing by careless or selfish living or disobedience. If we refuse to change, all the second chances in the world won't help us. Let's pray. Lord, please give us hope for transformation, true change, and help us turn the corner on our old way of living. Encourage us to live by your word, and please give us a second chance when we fail. In Jesus' name, amen.